He puts himself before the needs of others. I fear that he really lacks empathy on a very basic level. To care about the suffering of other people and then understand the role of a leader.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
So if you don't already know, let's just show another example of how much of a loser Donald Trump is. As the Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida, Donald Trump was at his little rally in Pennsylvania, not even giving a damn about what's going on in Florida. So as he's making his little presentation at a very empty rally, as you can see here, he was insulting women and Vice President Kamala Harris, what he does best. AP reported, Trump lashes out at Harris and The View co-host as Hurricane Milton makes landfall at the exact same time. Former President Donald Trump hurled insults at his rival Vice President Kamala Harris and other women Wednesday, saying he has no interest in stopping his attacks, even if they turn off female voters. As Hurricane Milton made landfall, lashing Florida with rain, tornadoes, with tropical storm force winds, and residents were actually dying. This is what Donald Trump is doing at his little rally. I don't want to be nice, Trump said at his first of two rallies of the day in the pivotal battleground state of Pennsylvania. You know, somebody said, you should be nicer. Woman wouldn't like that. He said, I don't care. He later refuted the idea that his rhetoric was a problem, even as polls show Trump is viewed less favorable by women than by men. The women want to see our country come back, he said. They don't care. So women don't care that he's constantly insulting them. Trump was campaigning even as the storm threatened to overshadow the presidential race, with fears that it would cause catastrophic damage in Tampa and other parts of Florida's Gulf Coast. Harris flew to Nevada for a Western campaign swing, but she first attended a briefing on the storm and federal response with President Joe Biden at the White House. So she's taking care of business before she goes to the West Coast, and she's staying in touch and she's keeping informed on what's going on. And Donald Trump is at his little tiny hate rally insulting women. This is him putting a wrench in things. Pathetic. This was posted. Former President Donald Trump hurled insults at Vice President Kamala Harris and other women Wednesday, saying he had no interest in stopping his attacks, even if they turned off female voters. This happened as Hurricane Milton made landfall, lashing Florida with rain, tornadoes, tropical storm force winds. I don't want to be nice, Trump said. And this is exactly the truth. He just doesn't give a damn. See, his little fragile ego was ignited by what happened here.
It's profound, and it is the height of irresponsibility and frankly callousness. And the idea that somebody would be playing political games for the sake of himself, but this is so consistent about Donald Trump. He puts himself before the needs of others. I fear that he really lacks empathy on a very basic level. To care about the suffering of other people and then understand the role of a leader is not to beat people down, it's to lift people up.
Absolutely. He was so fired up and just frustrated at that interview, he had to go to his Truth Social and X with his buddy Elon Musk, Lion Kamala, I'm going to pronounce it like he does, who is being exposed as a dummy every time she does a show, just stated to the degenerates on The View that she would have done nothing different than crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in history of the United States. The lamestream media doesn't want to pick up the story because the dumb women on the show wish that they would have never asked the question that led to the election-defying answer. But the internet is going wild, for starters. The border disaster with murders and everyone else being allowed to invade our country. Worst inflation in history. The Ukraine disaster, October 7th with Israel. Loss of energy independence. The Afghan debacle. Loss of respect all over the globe. And much more. Her dumbest answer so far. He just loves to come up with all this over-exaggerated, lying, so-called facts every single time. The invasion of the country. Worst inflation in hit. He just loves to make it sound like the country and the world is going to end unless he becomes president again. And the problem is, the MAGA morons believe every single syllable that comes out of that flapping orange hole under his nose. They just believe everything he says. He repeats the same thing over and over again, the border disaster. And if you got to look at stats of what's going on, you got to look at the numbers, you got to see what's actually happening. You know, the worst inflation in history. I mean, look at the story that came out exactly at the time that I was doing this video. America's inflation is getting back to normal, but prices are persistent to be a problem. America's inflation continues to slow in September, reaching a fresh 3.5-year low and coming to the pace that's similar to what we've seen in 2017 and 2018, according to data released Thursday. The Consumer Price Index, which measures price changes across commonly purchased goods and services, was 2.4% for the 12 months ending in September, slowing from 2.5% annual rate in August, according to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics reports. But according to Donald Trump, he is just, everything is going to hell. The world's going to explode because he's not the president. And the MAGA morons clap and cheer and say, yes, our great dictator, our great cult leader, you've got to get in there and fix everything. Oh my God. And this thing with the catastrophe that's happening in Florida, he's saying that FEMA's out of money, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not able to be communicated with. They're doing nothing. They're avoiding the issue. He's going on and on. Every single thing is a lie. And as a matter of fact, Florida's lieutenant governor's message to the orange buffoon: we are working well with federal and FEMA officials. It's best to keep your personal and political beliefs to yourself. This is an official from Florida, his own state. These Republicans are now telling him, would you just shut that hole up and be quiet and let us deal with this disaster rather than continually having to hear you? This man, this fragile ego, gloom and doom orange buffoon, just will not be quiet. He just continually wants to put a wrench in things. He doesn't want to see things work out. He doesn't want to see the economy get better. He doesn't want to see the border improving. He doesn't want to see things happening and things working out and helping and assisting people in Florida. He wants this madness. He wants this chaos so he can keep saying, see, I need to get in there and fix it all. He's not going to fix it. He didn't when he was there. He keeps saying and telling the MAGA morons, and they believe everything he says, how beautiful the economy and everything was. He got that economy, a good economy, from Obama. He ruined it. Biden had to take over. He was left with such a mess. He was left with that Afghanistan disaster, and Trump purposely left it that way so Biden would take the fall on it. It was such a mess, such a disaster. Donald Trump is such a con man, a liar, a convict, but the people believe him. Stop believing his mess. Stop absorbing it. Let's get rid of this chaos and this madness with this man. We've got to get back to normalcy. Making America great again is not what it's going to be. It's just going to be another disaster, another 4 years of chaos with this man. Let's knock it off. Vote for Harris and put Donald Trump back in the basement at Mar-a-Lago.
I'm in the bank of cup, dumb as a rock, and I know it.